you just try and learn. Practice makes perfection, right?
It is. Or improvement.
Improvement. Love that. Yeah. One thing I've never improved on is magic. Have not graduated Hogwarts yet. But you brought a deck of cards in with you.
I did.
And you said you know magic tricks, and now I'm going to make you do this.
Okay.
All right. Can you we'll show everyone? Yep.
Yep. We'll try. We'll try. Pick a card, any card.
Do I show you?
No. I don't want to.
Can I show them? Are you that good that I...
You can show
are
them.
Are you that good?
Can show them.
I don't think they saw that either.
Without touching my deck, I want you to slide it in.
Wherever anywhere?
You want, wherever you want.
I'll slide it in.
Okay. All right. You got it?
Ellie had dinner yet, and I'm sliding it in.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're just going to shuffle these real quick because we want to make it look like I know what I'm doing. You might have seen the trick on there. Who knows? There we go. What?
I didn't see anything.
Was it a red card, maybe? I don't know. That's your card.
What the hell? Okay, yep. Confirmed this was my card. You might have slipped up. I didn't see it. If you saw it, I guess you guys are all going to Hogwarts. Oh, I'm staying on the track by myself.
It's okay.
Welcome back to Project Sweet Loud Untamed Hearts, the show that educates and entertains all things sex in an inclusive and positive way. And I'm here with a very, very beautiful woman today, actually. I was going to say a very cute girl, but you're like a stunning woman today.
Stop it.
Christy.
Hello.
Christy, do you remember when we first met? Because you probably wouldn't. I don't really remember either.
Was it?
It was probably some party.
Joel's birthday, maybe?
I don't know. It was somewhere around, but I always, every time I saw you, I was like, she's so pretty. She's just the cutest, little kawaii kind of girl. Like if I swung the other way, you're on the list.
Oh, thank you.
There's not many girls that would make that list.
Ooh.
Just B doesn't make the list.
Who's that?
The previous guest.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she doesn't make the list. You make the list.
Oh. Oh. I'd fuck you.
So I thought you'd come on here today to tell me a little bit about what you do. Mm-hmm. And there's some cool things you're doing in your life that we're going to talk about as well. So do you want to start with what you do and how long you've been doing it and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I'm a skimpy barmaid and showgirl, and I've been doing it since late 2018.
I don't even know when 2018 was.
I did have a two-year break when COVID hit, though.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't do it, you didn't work during COVID?
No, I was just an OnlyFans girly.
So you've still technically been in this industry for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And which out of all those jobs that you've done, which have been your favorite ones? Out of skimpying, OnlyFans?
Definitely skimpying and showgirl.
Really? So what do you do as a showgirl? What is a showgirl?
So think bucks parties.
Okay.
And then a stripper comes in and fucks the buck up.
That's okay. So how do you fuck a buck up?
Just set him on fire, whip him.
I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. I have not been to a bucks party for very obvious reasons. Yes. You just started that with you set the groom on fire.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And myself. It's great. It's good fun.
Okay, so can I get a little bit more detail about how this happens? Or is this some sort of secret society frat boy shit that I'm not allowed
to
know?
It's kind of a little bit secret, but it doesn't hurt them most of the time.
Well, I mean,
I wax them first.
It's not like it's this thing that we're seeing on the news that a bunch of these showgirls are burning all these grooms before their wedding day.
Yeah, trained professional. They don't.
That sounds insane. So okay, so you go there, you fuck them up, you light them on fire. What else do you do?
Dance around.
Yep, love a good dance.
Yeah, just.
And that's what you do.
Yeah.
And so how long have you been doing that? So roughly.
I probably started doing shows when did I come back to the industry? July 22. So a couple of months after I came back.
Yeah.
To skimpying, I started doing shows.
Nice. And you prefer shows over skimpying?
I mean, it's quick money, but I also just I love my job.
Yeah.
I love my job.
So what do you like about the job? Because a lot of people think you get those horrible stigmas about sex workers and people oh my God, you're some poor trafficked victim. That's this is, you have no brain. This is nothing you can do. So why do you love doing what you do?
I mean, I get to go out all across WA and meet hundreds of different people with different stories and serve them drinks, do some magic.
Do you do magic? Bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
100%.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I could talk to a brick wall if I had to. Like, I'm just, I can entertain myself just by sitting there. So
this is what she's saying right now. She's entertaining this green wall right here. Just us. Just me and the wall.
How you doing?
So, okay. So you've done, you know, and you enjoy your job and all that sort of stuff. Mm. What are some of the career highlights that you've achieved? Because I know there's been a few because I have been following your work pages for a while. Mm. So what are some of the achievements you've achieved?
I think the biggest one would be when I won an award last year, the Striptease Artist Recognition Award.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
So what did you have to do to win that award? Like, who decides that?
I believe my boss nominated me and then it's up to the votes. So,
and obviously I think I actually did vote for you. I at one point of something you've put up and I've been like, oh, of course I actually always do. Like whenever I like those, whenever the industry girls post like, oh, vote for me. I'm like, why not? Like it feels like Australian Idol to me.
Yeah.
Like when do I ever get to vote and you actually get an award out of it?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's awesome. And so you've obviously, you know, had some great experiences and, you know, you've achieved like great, you know, the awards and everything. Mm. How has the kind of the bad side taken a toll on you?
Look, I'd say the pros definitely outweigh the cons, but the cons fucking suck. People just kind of assume that they're entitled to give their opinion on your body or what you're doing and how your life's going and stuff, which is sometimes hard to navigate depending on what angle they take.
Is this like while you're working?
Yeah.
So do you mind kind of sharing some of the things you feel like comfortable sharing, like,
yeah, sure,
what people say?
I remember this one guy, he was dressed in like, he had sunglasses on, mind you it was nighttime, like a wife beater muscle tee,
oh,
and like chains and stuff, and he's like, you need to get your tits done, they're saggy. He started off by saying, have you had kids? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, it looks like it. And yeah, I was like,
who the fuck is he?
Fuck you, man. I still make money doing what I do. So shut the fuck up. Yeah, super fun.
So like, the thing is, when people make comments like that, I always wonder, like, what do you think your end goal of that comment would be? Like,
literally,
what do you really think you're going to achieve by saying that?
Honestly, no clue. I think they like to try and kick you down a peg.
Yeah.
Like, try is the key word there.
Try.
And I think like a lot of people just kind of get off on the fact that they've put you in like a sort of awkward position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you usually handle comments like that?
I usually will say, does that usually work for you? Does that work for you?
I love that response. Yeah, that's so sassy. I kind of got like just taken aback when you just said that to me.
Or I just say like, I don't know. I just like, fuck you, man.
I mean, I saw what you posted recently about a customer of the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to explain what happened? I actually, if we can get the footage and chuck it up, I would chuck it up. But can you explain kind of what happened?
100%. Yeah, so I was working at the Redcliffe Tavern the other night and there were these guys in, they were FIFO from Newcastle, I think it was, and they were really fucking drunk, so I ended up putting him on water. I was like, you need to drink this for me, be a good boy. And he sculled back like a good boy. and then he ended up being cut off by the manager, which, you know, was bound to happen. He was fucking legless. Rewatching the footage back, he was like getting his friends to order him drinks and then,
oh, really? Sneaky.
Sneaky dog. Anyway, there was a point where I was up the other end of the bar because Redcliffe is quite like a large bar. Mm-hmm. And the other staff weren't around either. And I saw him leaning over, pouring himself a pint.
Of course he fucking was.
And so I just kind of stampeded over. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Like, give it here. You can't do that. You need to leave now. And he was just meow, meow, meow. And then grabbed another drink and started drinking in front of me. So I kind of stormed out and grabbed it out of his hand. I was like, get the fuck out.
Wow.
Staunch Bitch came out. So.
It was really funny watching the footage though, because you like, I thought the bit of the exchange was the last bit of it.
Mm.
And then it's like a sim footage. You're like, meh, meh, and you're just like following him and you're like just chasing him around the bar. It looks so funny.
Yep.
No, but you go like, fuck them.
Fuck that guy.
I love how you've got this tough exterior. And I think being in the industry, a lot of girls have to have that tough exterior. Like, you can't do this work without it. It's not easy.
No.
It's good money. It's easy money, but it doesn't mean it's an easy job.
No, exactly.
What are some of the things that people have like kind of like misconstrued about being a skimpy or the kind of work you do?
Good question. I think a lot of people just kind of think that like, oh, you've got pretty privilege or whatever, and you're just
pretty privilege,
like, you know, like,
oh,
things are easy for you, oh, because you're pretty or whatever, which relevant. And like a lot of people kind of just like view you as a object, like a little toy plaything, which, you know, it's fine, but we're so much deeper than that. We're fucking human beings at the end of the day. And yeah, a lot of people think that it's kind of a last resort job, that we've got nothing going on outside of it, and, you know, we're stupid and we can't get another job or whatever it is. And nearly 10 times out of 10, that's not the case.
Yeah.
So yeah, people just kind of look at you, see you in lingerie and be like, oh yeah, I'd tap that, and then that's all you are. It's just a little play object.
Yeah. And I guess like that does like affect you eventually, like you,
oh,
you
know, definitely.
But you've got such a good personality, like, oh, you're the same. Of course. I mean, because like, I mean, amongst all this stuff that you know, you go through with the shitty comments and like, you know, the long hours and like, you know, all that sort of stuff, you still find time to do charity work.
I do, yeah.
Love that.
Something I hold very close to my heart. So
have you seen The House Bunny?
Yes, I think. Yeah? I don't remember much of it. But.
Oh, you're just reminding me of her, because she was like, she couldn't say philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
So you remind me of that. It's cute. So so tell us about some of the philanthropic, I feel really fancy saying that, philanthropic things you are up to.
I don't even know what that means.
It's just, I think philanthropy is like the act of charity.
Okay,
it's cool. Just a fancy way of saying it. I'm trying to seem smarter.
No, fair enough. I mean, not fair enough, but.
Beauty brains, you know, we've got to have a balance here.
We've got to try.
And now we're going to swap, because they're going to be like, you're going to have, instead of just beauty and brains, you're going to have heart. So hey, tell us about your charity.
So a lot of the work that I do is for mental health, which is something that I've struggled with nearly my whole life. Lots of families and friends also struggle with it, and working behind the bars and privates and whatever, people do kind of like open up to you, because you're
like a friend to them almost for that like tiny bit of time.
Yeah, kind of like a therapist. Don't get paid enough though. So yeah, it's something, having personal struggles with it, I try to do what I can to raise money for people struggling with mental health, or just, you know, the charities out there as well.
So what are you doing exactly to raise money for those charities?
At the moment, I'm doing Laps for Life, which is for, I should know the answer to this. I don't remember what it is, but it's for youth mental health.
Yep.
So basically, I'm swimming laps in the pool and raising money.
How many laps are you going to swim? Is this like the challenge about why we're raising money?
I think I've put myself down for 3Ks.
That's a lot, right? Like, I'm a really bad swimmer. So like.
Yeah. So I think it's 10 laps of a 50 meter pool.
Holy.
500 meters.
And you got to do that all in one go?
No.
Oh.
Over the month.
Oh, I was about to say, geez, your poor, like, your heart would really be racing then.
Yeah, look, I will admit I do one lap and then I have to catch my breath and then
I mean, like, that's what you're doing. Like, you're doing this for charity. And so do you know when the deadline is for that?
The end of March, I believe.
Okay, so we'll put the links in the description of everything that we post with you today, so we can have so people can raise money. So that's the laps one that you're doing. And so what else do you
So I work for an agency. I work for multiple, but one of them's Gold Class Girls, and they do charity car washes. So we've done, I think we've done two or three for the Royal Flying Doctors, and the most recent one in Kalgoorlie was for these two young girls that are Kalgoorlie locals. They're both really sick. So we did a car wash to raise some money to help with their medical bills and stuff.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. So this is like one of those, like, you see in the, like, those cheesy movies, those, like, the hot girls washing the cars.
Yeah, like, literally.
Literally. Oh, my God.
I fucking love it.
That sounds so much fun. And so how much do you raise, like, quite a lot of money doing this?
So that last car wash we did, it was raining. So, you know, it wasn't as busy as what we thought, but we did make, I think, $11,000 for the girls.
Are you joking? Mm. I thought you were about to say like $500. Mm. Holy shit, $11,000?
Yeah.
Wow. And that was in Kalgoorlie, right?
Kalgoorlie, yep.
Yep. Okay. And so are you doing any of those soon, like any upcoming that we can?
I don't think there's any planned at the moment, but it's something that is becoming more regular. So it will definitely be happening.
Yeah, definitely. And before you give us your like little last story to wrap up that you completely shook me with in the little waiting room, what is your at? So then people can follow you. They can look at all the charity things you post. And I mean, if they want to book you to set them on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of just like.
It's so much
like
fun.
Do I like hire you for like my partner's box? Like do I want him set on fire?
I also do hen's parties.
Oh, should I get set on fire?
Yes.
Should we do this on the live?
We should do this.
We should have planned this.
I should have brought my bits. I didn't bring
I'm kind of looking up there. There's no like smoke alarms in here. I think we could get away with it.
It's just fiery.
I think this is a great promotion for you just to show like, you know, we'll do that next time. All right, we'll do that. So what is your at?
It is at I am Christy Quinn 666 on Instagram.
Like the devil.
That's right.
Magic, devil, like, oh, but then the charity work, I'm so confused. All right. And now with this story, I'm definitely going to be confused.
Yeah.
So what's your whore story to wrap us up today?
Okay. I mean, I kind of have two, but.
No, go give us both.
We'll start with the personal life one. So it was. I can't even remember the year. Maybe it was 2020. I don't know. Anyway, irrelevant. It was Australia Day and we were having some drinks at a friend's apartment. Super lavish, by the way. We had full view of the fireworks. Which
oh,
was great.
Nice.
I was a little bit sauced up. I was, you know, wobbly, if you will.
Sauced up?
Like drunk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. New phrases. I'm like really like old with the phrases.
Spangled. That's my personal favorite.
Spangled. Oh, I love that. Yeah. I want to get spangled tonight. Spangled. All right. So you were sourced up.
I was. And one thing led to another. I was just like, okay, so this particular group of friends are very friendly. Wink, wink.
Not vanilla.
Yes, that one.
Mm-hmm.
All the spices. And I was just kind of sitting on top of the bed frame while six other people were fooling around in front of me. I was just there for the vibes.
What was the mix of genders if you,
I mean,
just so we can get like in a, so we can kind of like visualize this like Australia Day sourced up Christy.
It was like half and half. So there was three right. guys and
that was a bit
girls.
Good mix. Good mix.
Yeah.
All right.
And then me just
on the bed frame. Yep. Having a good time.
Anyway, someone slipped a finger in, someone else's tongue came out and, you know, the build-up happened and I ended up squirting on six people.
Because you were on the bed frame?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. That was like the perfect view. Have you ever, like, is this one of those things for you that were like, damn, I can't believe I did that?
I was very drunk, so I was very excited about it. I went outside and told the people walking down the street, I just squirted on six people.
Woo-hoo! Happy Australia
Day,
everyone.
What the fuck? But, yeah, so that's my personal life horror story.
I love that.
Another one, which is, I mean, it's kind of a horror story, kind of a...
Horror story is just living your best life, to be honest.
Yeah, look, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Mm. I was doing a... I think it was a vibrator show. So I do everything up to fruit and veg. And this was a...
Hold on. So I'm guessing you're not taking ingredients to these houses and doing some like Martha Stewart cooking show.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Sorry. So you stop at the vegetables or you don't do the vegetables?
No, I go up to. So I do.
You do the vegetables. Yeah. Can I ask what vegetables?
I usually get a carrot and a continental cucumber.
I love that it's the continental, not the Lebanese.
No, that's way too big for me. I'm only little.
The Lebanese ones are too big, sorry.
And then I usually bring like a grapefruit or a pawpaw and pretend it's my pussy and like fiddle around with it. But the penis shaped things do go in places.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So you were doing one of these shows?
Yes. Except it was the vibrator version.
Yeah.
And this guy who was like such a vibe all night until it came to the show, he picked up one of my vibrators.
Yeah.
And he was like sitting there sniffing it and like licking it. And I was like, what the fuck? I stopped the show. I was like, what are you doing? Like, gross. I don't want you touching my things sort of thing. But also just like disrespectful.
Yeah. What the fuck?
What the fuck? I don't know. Is that a horror story?
I don't know. I mean, that's a kind of like a – I mean, we should have started with that one and led to the other one. But that was really gross.
Yeah.
Do not do that to any sort of worker. Do not touch their things. They will beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, I did actually. And then he was full sooking.
You did?
He was like,
did?
Oh, she whipped me. I was like, what do you expect? Don't touch my shit.
Yeah, imagine if he was just like, oh no, she can like lick my underwear. No.
Weird, man. No. Just weird.
Just absolutely not. No. I want to end this on like a nicer note than that.
Yeah, let's do
but
that.
I will say that you are genuinely one of the most gorgeous people inside and out that I've met in this industry because, yeah, like, you know, every time I go to these like parties and you just go to like, you know, we round industry people, you know, whether we're on boats or in apartments, we live a great life, just saying. You know, a lot of girls can be quite standoffish and I think that's just because of like the work they do.
Yeah.
And every time I've ever met you, you were always so nice and so sweet and I'm like really grateful that you got to do this with me today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank my great friend, Christy. Yep. We're going to do all the ads for the charities and her socials as well. And in the meantime, stay safe, stay whorish, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.